Confidential.
Direct from Hollywood. I hope your world is treating you nicely. Thanks for hanging with us. I'm Lisa Givens, and I have a question for all of you. Where are you in your relationship with your body? We talk a lot about this on the show, and if you're like almost two-thirds of us, you lose weight, you gain it back, and more. That's just the way it goes. Guys, it's time to get a handle on this, and I've got someone on the line that, thank goodness, is looking at it in a different perspective. I'm really glad to have you on. Dr. Matthew James, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And you can call me Matt.
Matt, I thank you for that. I was so happy that we had National Love Your Body Day recently, and that's great. But based on the things I was just saying that you know all too well, we aren't really in love with our bodies.
No, we're not. And, you know, I lived this. I used to be 70 pounds heavier than I am right now. And, you know, one of the first things, I think we've all heard the saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself. I say, speak to yourself as you would speak to others. We tend to say the most negative things to ourselves about our body. And the first place you got to begin is really with a positive focus on what you want to achieve. And we got to give up that nasty self-talk.
And, you know, before people kind of roll their eyes and say, oh, yeah, I've heard this before, you are an expert in integrative psychology. So I think this is so makes so much sense when you say if you lose something, like lose weight, you're psychologically going to start looking for it to find it again.
That's the next thing I gave up. You see, language is so powerful. And look, we all get the mind and body are connected. We're grateful Deepak Chopra and, you know, the movies that have been out there that have validated that the mind and body are connected. Your thoughts absolutely affect your body. And I kept losing weight. And like you said, that yo-yo diet, up and down and up and down. And all of a sudden I realized that when you lose something, you subconsciously want to find it again. I don't want to find the weight. So I've promoted weight donation or
weight reduction. Weight donation is a brilliant idea. I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to talk some more. If you'll stand by, please. Dr. Matthew James is here, and we're talking about your relationship with your body. I love this approach. Stand by.
Hollywood Confidential.
Hollywood Confidential. It's great having you along. I'm Lisa Givens. We're talking with Dr. Matthew James, and we're talking about weight. And, you know, we know it's a huge, huge industry. I mean, what is it? It's like $70 billion or something, Matt. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, it's really big. It's $70 to $80 billion, depending on which report you read.
But here's the thing. It doesn't cost you anything to readjust your thinking. And are you really saying that weight loss begins in your brain?
It does. It's a trickle-down effect. So we have this natural knee-jerk tendency to become very reactive with our health and fitness. What we want to do is we want to get more proactive with our health and fitness. So be proactive rather than reactive. Reactive is, it's the new year, I need to make a resolution, I'm looking down at my gut, I want to get rid of it. Proactive is, what type of body shape do I really want? What's realistic? And I love to tell people, set a well-defined, specific, measurable, and achievable goal.
Do you tell people, I've decided I'm 10 pounds lighter in 2 months?
See, if that's realistic, then that works. I have two kids. I run a business. I go around doing trainings. You know, I write articles. I've written a book. And is that realistic for me? It may be. It may not be. And we got to stop looking outside of ourselves and being reactive to what we see on television and really go inside. The documentary that I was on that deals with this looks specifically at how do you get your mental and emotional focus in place to really get the work that you want to have done, the physical, completed.
Okay, he's talking about this documentary called The Inner Way, W-E-I-G-H. So can you give us a specific example then?
Oh, absolutely. My wife and I, we decided to have our second child. And at the time, I was working out about an hour a day. And I was also wrapping up my PhD program to get my doctorate in psychology. And all of a sudden, I was having to cut into sleep. And that doesn't work if you're working out. And so I had to sit back and go, what is the true image that I want? Do I want the image that I see on television? Do I want the image that I read about in books? And I went, what is healthy to me? Never mind the rest of the world. What does it mean to be healthy for me? I got that positive self-image. And what that did is it trickled down into the emotions so that the right emotions were there. And physically, that really helped me change. And I've taught this to thousands of people and had success stories from losing 20 pounds to losing 300 pounds, really beginning with that image.
Wow. Okay, so stand by. I love that you're giving us some specifics. Let's talk about these personal transformations and how you can begin to sort of really take custody of this and be in charge of what your body looks like. Stand by, Hollywood Confidential. Hollywood Confidential, it's great having you along. I'm Lisa Gibbons. We're talking with Dr. Matthew James. There was a documentary on recently, and it was called The Inner Way, and it was all about how you tap into the power of your mind to create the body and the life that you want.
The key here is so many people look at themselves, they look at what they're doing, and they go out there and they jump on the latest, you know, health food, diet, fad, whatever is out there. The key that you need to do is realize that there is a trickle-down effect that has been validated through science, through looking at the mind-body connection, through psychology. You need to first have a mental image of what does it mean to be healthy for you. What is specific, measurable, and realistic?
Okay, but if I may, a lot of women, if they even dare to look at themselves naked in front of a full-length mirror with the lights on, I should say, because that's different. A high percentage of them would say their body disgusts them. I mean, those are the numbers that we get from these studies.
I know, and that is sad. And I've been there. And as a man, I've been there, looking in the mirror and wanting to turn those lights off. We all begin at that certain place. We all begin at the place where we have that spark or idea, okay, I want to get going. What we need to give up, because this is what creates the yo-yo diet, we need to give up jumping right into something without first having thought things through. It's like we teach our kids, don't just jump into the pool, look how deep it is first. There are certain things that you think through before you jump into it, and yet with diets, we tend to just jump right in.
So how do we talk to ourselves if that's the beginning?
Well, we take an accurate assessment of where we are. Okay, here's where I am right now. And then you need to stop and take a clear and concise look at where do you want to be? What does health mean to you? And that's where I always begin with every student. I worked with this one student. He was about 500 pounds. And he said, I want to lose the weight. I want to lose the weight. And finally, I said, look, what does healthy mean to you? And he couldn't even define it.
Mm.
If you can't visualize it, if you can't hear it inside yourself, feel what it is like, you can never fully embody it. He's lost about he's donated back about 300 pounds. He's down to almost 200 pounds now. And it all began with a clear understanding of what health means to him.
So for people listening that want to donate the weight, where can I send them for more information?
On our website, HUNA, H-U-N-A, it's a fancy Hawaiian word, I'm from Hawaii, HUNA.com has articles, books, and the link to the Inner Way documentary that I was in.
It's just great to have you on, especially this time of year. I hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and aloha.
Aloha back to you. I'm Lisa Gibbons. This is Hollywood Confidential.